This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden will propose a $2 trillion infrastructure plan Wednesday aimed at modernizing the United States' crumbling transport network, creating millions of jobs and enabling the country to outcompete China. The first phase of Mr. Biden's Build Back Better program, which he will unveil in a speech in Pittsburgh, will detail massive investment spread over 8 years. It plans to inject $620 billion into transport, including upgrading 20,000 miles of roads and highways, repairing thousands of bridges, and doubling federal funding for public transit. More actions have been announced by the White House in response to criticism. President Biden is not sufficiently responding to a surge in hate incidents against Asian Americans, as well as the lack of Asian American Pacific Islander representation in his administration. Among the announcements Tuesday, a White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is being reinstated and expanded. The White House will also allocate about $50 million for AAPI survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and for a multi-agency initiative to address rising hate crimes against the community. Police in the U.S. city of New York, New York, have arrested a suspect early Wednesday in a brutal videotaped assault of a 65-year-old Asian American woman, the latest incident of anti-Asian violence in the United States. Police announced the arrest on Twitter, saying the man was charged with felony assault as a hate crime. The tweet did not give his name, but U.S. news outlets identify the 38-year-old as Brandon Elliott. The attack took place on a sidewalk in broad daylight in Midtown Manhattan Monday. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities shot a person who entered the national police headquarters in Jakarta Wednesday, local media said, describing it as an alleged terror attack. The exchange at the police headquarters in downtown Jakarta comes days after two suicide bombers attacked a cathedral on Sulawesi Island, injuring 20 people. The Wuhan lab leak theory has been thrust back into the spotlight after the WHO chief reopened the hypothesis that the coronavirus seeped from its facilities. World Health Organization Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tuesday the laboratory leak was the, quote, least likely hypothesis, but still needed, quote, further investigation. China says full access was given to the lab and has hit out at the politicization of the investigation into the cause of the global pandemic. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato Wednesday called for additional investigation into the origin of COVID-19, claiming that newly published World Health Organization report involved delays and a lack of access to virus samples. Japan is among 14 countries calling for momentum for a second phase look by experts and pointed to the need for further animal studies, quote, to find the means of introduction into humans, end quote, of the coronavirus. Two more people were killed as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again Tuesday in Myanmar's largest city of Yangon and in several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since a February 1st coup. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. The U.S. has granted Iraq the maximum extension to a sanctions waiver, allowing it to import Iranian gas ahead of talks next month, an Iraqi official told AFP Wednesday. Iraq buys gas and electricity from Iran to supply about a third of its power sector, worn down by years of conflict and poor maintenance and unable to meet the needs of the country's population. The U.S. blacklisted Iran's energy industry in late 2018 as it ramped up sanctions, but granted Baghdad a series of temporary waivers, hoping Iraq would wean itself off of Iranian energy by partnering with U.S. firms. The leaders of all three branches of Brazil's armed forces have jointly resigned following President Jair Bolsonaro's replacement of the defense minister. That's causing widespread apprehension of a military shakeup to serve the president's political interests. The defense ministry reported the resignations Tuesday without giving reasons. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.